This message, we're going to be talking to you about a wonderful concept of favor. And we're going to be talking about the favor of his presence. And I'll tell you, I can look at a person and see that they're walking in disfavor. Sometimes everything goes south for them. I mean, it's just like they don't get any of the breaks, and it's almost like there's a curse over their life. But I'll tell you, the opposite of that is having the favor of God on your life, and you want that, and you can ask for that. So we're going to be talking about that today.
You know, in the last hour, we were talking about people, Darren, who were in really tight places. I mean, they were against the wall in the corner, and God in his wonderful favor surrounded them. I love what you said from Psalm 84, that he surrounds us as a shield. I mean, his protection.
With favor as a shield, right?
With favor as a shield. And so this word favor not only helps us to stay on top, and I'm talking about you spiritually and physically staying on top, but also getting you out of the hole, getting you out of that pit. His favor just is like a giant crane, Darren, that just lifts you up out of the pit. And that is just wonderful.
You know, I have to quote Dr. Mike Murdoch one more time. I'll tell you, Dr. Mike has so many quotes that are so worthy of us quoting them. And here is one of them. And I want you to remember this today. And I hope I remember to say it again before the end of this message. But it goes like this: a day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. In other words, you could work your, 1,000 days, that's probably, you have, I think, 260 work days a year, so that's like 4 years. In other words, you could work your tail off for 4 years, but one day could eclipse all of that, one day of favor. Mm-hmm. Now, that favor could be from a boss. It could be from a Boaz. It could be from someone in a position of authority, or someone that has the resources to just step up and bless your socks off. Well, I tell you, that favor, though, doesn't come from the people. Originally, basically, the root cause of favor is the Lord God himself. And when he puts favor on our lives, I'll tell you, it's easy sledding. It's not tough anymore.
It really is. In the last hour, we were talking to you about you being his favorite subject. And one meaning of favor was Cain, and that's number 2580. And that means to bend in kindness to one inferior. God is bending in kindness to you who are inferior, but he is bending down and helping you. And it also means to show kindness and show mercy, to move to action through your requests. He is moving to action. Another word for favor that we covered was kaphatz, and that's 2654 and 2655 in your Strong's. And it means to be pleased, or his desire for us is so great that he is willing to just move mountains for you today. And also we covered another word for favor, Darren, and that was chesed, and that's 2617, to bow in courtesy to an equal, to be kind, piety towards God. And that's our reaction to God. Now, see, there's two different people here working. Now, God, who is the Almighty, he's showing favor, but also we have to do things in order to get God's favor. We cannot be disobedient, and we can't go against his commandments, Darren. We've got to be trustworthy of who God is.
Well, I'm going to say something here that's not self-serving, I hope. But on my walk this morning, I just realized just a sense of goodness. It had to be something to do with favor. I mean, I was walking along the street, and all of a sudden I realized that there was just a feeling of well-being, a feeling of purpose. Now, I've gone through several days of spiritual battle, and I battled the evil one, and I, for example, and this is a little secret for you, but it says we need to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Well, we need more resistors in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. People to just stand their ground and say, devil, not today, not tomorrow, not any day. I bind you in the name of Jesus. So I was using the power of the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. And then Holy Spirit spoke to me and he says, why don't you use the power of the resurrection? So I spoke that out. I said, I bind you, devil, and all your demons with the power of the resurrection. That same power that defeated you at the cross. Mm-hmm. I used that. Well, then I said another thing the Holy Spirit gave me. He said, why don't you post angels at the doorway to the spirit world and all along the pathways to perpetually praise the living God with scriptures out, and like they say in the book of Revelation. For example, they continually say before the throne of God, holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty, who was and is to come. Worthy art thou, O Lord, see, to receive grace and mercy. I mean, They say that perpetually, and so I assigned the angels, who are my servants, according to Hebrews 1:14, and I said, I want you to perpetually stand there on these pathways and doorways from the spirit world to me, and I want you to perpetually praise the living God. Now, no wonder I had a sense of favor and acceptance and good feelings.
And we can only do that when we ourselves praise God.
That's true.
We've got to praise Him. I mean, it's one thing to call forth the angels of the Lord, which they praise God all the time. But it's another thing. I believe when we ask God to bring His angels to us, they can actually teach us to praise. Now, some of you do not have a hard time praising God. I mean, it comes naturally out of you. You've got your hands raised all the time. You're praising God in your home, out of your home, blessings coming forth
in
your car. Yeah. But some people find it very hard to praise and worship. And I believe sometimes the man who is a leader kind of a man, the alpha man, as we speak in the world today, they have a little bit harder time praising God and worshiping.
Now, Barbara, you're telling him all my secrets.
No,
here.
I'm just saying there are certain personalities find it a little more difficult.
You and I have gone round and round about this because I was a praiser, but my hands didn't get above my chin. You know, I mean, if the guy next to me couldn't even see me put my hands up. Well, I tell you, the Lord has caused me to be able to raise my hands any place. In fact, I was standing on top of the roof the other day fixing the evaporator coolers.
Yeah.
And I stood up there with my hands raised up. Now, that's a new thing for me. You'd say, oh, Darren, I thought you were already there. Well, I haven't been there, but I'll tell you, I'm married to a praiser and a worshiper, and she loves to praise God. She'd be at the piano in the living room just going for it. And I said, you know, almost all my life, well, if you want to do that, go ahead, but it's just not me.
Mm-hmm.
But I made a decision. It's going to be me. I want to be a praiser and a worshiper with my hands up.
Well, some people say, I worship inside.
Yeah, well, that was me.
When Psalms,
you know,
when
the
Psalm
Christian.
Says, clap your hands, when the Psalm says, raise your hands, when God looked at David as a man after his heart and he was dancing with all his might, then we know that the praise and worship takes on an action. It is an action word. And those of you who say, I can praise inside, you are wrong. You have been deceived.
You mean if they say, I only praise Him inside?
Yes, that's right.
You can praise Him inside, but you need to do it outside too.
You certainly do. Well, today we're going to cover a meaning of favor, Darren, and the meanings of this word favor, most of them are found in the Psalms and Proverbs, and I love the Psalms and Proverbs for wonderful things. We were just talking about Psalm 16 and how the word favor does not appear in that psalm. But I'll tell you what, in His presence is fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. He has shown me the pathway of life. Now, if the pathway of life is not favor, I don't know what is. But this whole chapter of Psalm 16 talks about exactly what we're talking about, God's absolute blessing and favor on our lives.
Well, you know, I think about, this is a confession on my own, but I was in a church one time. And you'll know the word for this, Barbara. I know you do. But they were saying, now jump up and twirl around. And everybody was doing that except me. No, I thought, what are these numbskulls doing? Now, what is that?
Exalt is E-X-U-L-T. And that means exactly what you're saying, to jump up and down and spin around. And as we exalt, E-X-U-L-T, in God, we do. It's an action word. Now, exalt, E-X-A-L-T, means we worship Him as the ruler over our lives, as the omnipotent, as the almighty God, Elohim, He is.
But you see, pride says to me, now, well, you want to look stupid.
I know.
Well, you'd look stupid if you
pride
did that.
Does.
Now, what are you doing this as an adult man? What are you doing jumping up and twirling around like a junior high cheerleader, you know, acting foolish? Well, I'll tell you something. That really kept me from praising the Lord for a long time.
Yes.
Because, for me, partly it was my Methodist tradition to do everything properly and in order, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'll tell you, I found a real freedom in raising my hands and praising the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, for instance, Psalm 30, and this is the word favor here is 75:22, and it's ratzon, and it's to approve, be affectionate toward, to enjoy. And God wants it both ways. He not only wants to enjoy us, but He wants us to enjoy Him. His presence. And that's what he loved about David. In Psalm 30, verse 5, it says, "For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning." And you have gone through those circumstances where the night before you were so heavy.